we have talked about the phototransistor and the point contact transistor amplifier at first used in the car translator. You are probably familiar with a number of other uses of the transistor. Could you tell us something about those?
Well, I remember one particular application which turned out to be quite successful. This had to do with the military application developed under development after World War II. And the thing about it was that these were not point contact transistors now. And there was a fair amount of trouble with them. And as a result of this, I was in constant touch with Jack Morton and Bill Shockley, who were out at Murray Hill. I was in New York. And I remember one day Bill Shockley called me up and said he needed a jeweler's lathe that cost about $1,000. And he said he didn't have any capital money. Did I have any money? Well, I looked it up and I found that I had some money I could spare. And the way things work, I had to buy it and send it out to him for his use. Now, I'll come back to the reason for telling you that in a minute, because we continue to have trouble with this military application, which was being done for the Bureau of Standards. And finally, the people under me who were working on it were kind of stumped. Jack Morton and his people didn't seem to understand as much as we hoped they would. And I finally called Bill Shockley one day and said, "Bill, I'd like to come out and tell you about the troubles we're having with transistors." He said, "I'm not interested." Now, that was a little bit of a shock to me, because you may remember that Bill Shockley, I guess sometime later, was one of the three people who got the Nobel Prize for the transistor. And so I said, "Well, Bill, it seems to me that if I told you about some of our troubles, you'd understand transistors even better than you do now." He said, "I'm not interested." And I kept at this, and I kept getting the same answer, "I'm not interested." And finally, I had to get back to the lathe I bought. And I said, "Look, I don't like to bring this up, but I contributed some of my capital money, which I could have used for something else, to help you out. And I think at least you owe me an explanation." And he said, "Well, I guess that's right. And the answer is that if I listen to all of your troubles you're having with transistors, and all the other troubles the other people around the Bell Laboratories are having with transistors, I wouldn't have time to dream up new forms of transistors," which I thought was spoken like a real research physicist. So Bill is quite a character, but I don't know, if you have a top-grade theoretical physicist like Shockley, who is also a member of the American Society of Magicians, I guess you can expect most anything.